Tomorrow's World Commentary, March 11th, 2026. Easter Bunny or Estrie Hare by Roger Meyer. Read by William Williams. Article begins. Most people are familiar with British author Beatrix Potter's The Tale of Peter Rabbit, which indirectly became associated with Easter through the familiar children's song, Here Comes Peter Cottontail. But where did Easter come from, and what does any rabbit have to do with celebrating Christ's resurrection? Stores in the springtime display all manner of Easter bunny decorations and pictures and chocolate bunnies, along with all the other trappings of the Easter holiday. Just where did the Easter bunny come from? In Egypt, there were many gods and goddesses, and they were represented in numerous ways. They were often given an animal form as a symbolic representation. Many were depicted as a human body with an animal or bird head. Many gods and goddesses overlapped the functions of others, and earlier tribal goddesses merged over time. An example is Isis, goddess of fertility and magic and healing, who is known under many names all over the world. Anut was the Egyptian hare goddess, though she was originally depicted as a snake. Sculptures were discovered in the Menkaure Valley Temple in Egypt, which depicted King Menkaure, the grandson of Khufu, the goddess Hathor, the celestial mother of the sun calf, and Hermopolite, wearing the hare standard. Upper Egyptian nomes, or provinces, were usually represented in the form of a standard. There is an Egyptian hieroglyphic symbol for the hare. The Egyptian word for hare was un, which meant to open, or the opener. The hare symbol may have been used for the word to open because a hare is born with its eyes open. The hare symbolized the opening of the new year and the beginning of new life in the spring at the vernal equinox. The mythology of ancient people spread all over the world. The Saxon goddess Oestre is synonymous with the Phoenician goddess Astarte, goddess of the moon and the measurer of time. Associating the hare with the moon is thought to be related to the hare's gestation period of 1 month, and to the hare's nocturnal feeding. The association of rabbits and the moon can be found all over the world. In China, figures of hares are commonly found at Chinese moon festivals, where they represent fertility. The hare in the moon, quote-unquote, is far more prevalent than the man in the moon. In ancient Anglo-Saxon myth, the goddess Estrie, or Ostara, Astarte, is associated with spring and fertility, the moon, and greeting the rising sun. To amuse children, Oestre changed her pet bird into a hare that laid brightly colored eggs, which the goddess gave to children. Saxons held the pagan festival for Eostra on the vernal equinox, the beginning of spring. The Easter Bunny tradition was brought to America in the 1700s by immigrants from Germany, where it had been called Osterhas. Oster, or Oster, being German for Easter, derived from Eostra, another name for Ishtar, and Haas being the German word for hare. The word Easter is not in any reliable translation of the Bible, though it has been incorrectly translated from the original word Pascha, which is Passover, in the King James Version. Nor does the Bible have a fertility festival involving a rabbit laying colored eggs. The Catholic Encyclopedia admits, quote, "The Easter rabbit lays the eggs, for which reason they are hidden in a nest or in the garden. The rabbit is a pagan symbol and has always been an emblem of fertility." From Zimrock's book Mythology, page 551. End quote. So, why have a religious holiday named after a pagan hare goddess? And the bigger questions are, what festivals does God want us to observe? And shouldn't we observe the holy days observed by Christ and the apostles? To answer these questions, search this website and request your free copy of The Holy Days, God's Master Plan. End of article.